My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Dean Summers.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Well, it is a good afternoon to you, and how you be? At 5:05 even, Saturday afternoon on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. And it is Paulie Rosenberg, producer, director, unit production manager, choreographer, and makeup man on the other side of the glass. And no, from the 1-888-808-1019. As we take you on a Saturday schmooze right up until Pat Boyle. Pat coming your way at 8 right here on your Fan, New York City. Well, after losing 15 of their last 20, you could finally laugh a team off the field. And certainly laughing the Red Sox off the field is what it's all about. So I'd like to know, and I heard Michael Kay at the end of the game try to come up with some kind of a nickname for Ben Rice with his 3 homers and 7 RBIs today in the 14-4 win. Rice Paddy, well, you wouldn't have to go to Vietnam. You could rename that area right around first base as a Rice Paddy, as long as he is filling in for Rizzo over there. Or if you're a vegetarian, how about a Rice Paddy with a little bit of lettuce and tomato and a pickle on a bun? Or the next time you go into a Chinese restaurant and you have a choice with what to order regarding rice, make it white rice. 7 RBIs for him, and a number of Yankees have done that with the 3 homers and 7 RBIs against the Boston Red Sox. It would take me until 8 o'clock to go about naming all of them, but certainly Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig, by the way, as Yankee fans certainly know, 4 homers in a game. Lazari had 3 homers, 7 RBIs against Boston. And you don't forget, with the 7 runs in that bottom of the 5th inning, you're not going to forget the Verdugo bunt that got the line moving. The Yankees scoring run number 5 in that inning without a hit, and run number 6 in that inning without a hit. And Cole, in the heat and humidity, well, he was thrown out of a bases loaded jam in the first inning. And then in the third inning, when the Red Sox were scoring their 3 runs, he was throwing something like 27, 28 pitches and landed on 90 pitches after 4 1/3, the heat, the humidity, and Devers, of course. And boy, that is like Devers owns Gerrit Cole. And that's yet another home run. I think that's 7 in the career off of Cole for Devers. Certainly, he did not hit 3 home runs today. And, of course, another baseball note from this afternoon before we get into the monologue and, of course, take your calls, the whole thing. Jose Miranda of the Minnesota Twins was 12-for-12 after his 2 at-bats in the game this afternoon. In at-bat number 13, that's 12 hits in 12 at-bats. And the last time that had been done, 1952, with the well-known Walt Dropo of Detroit. And again, with his 13th consecutive at-bat, it was a fly out to left field. But 12-for-12, I mean, you think that's easy to do? And I think we would all say no to that. All right. Into the monologue, and then, of course, we get to your calls. We're not here for very long on this Saturday night, but with Chris and with the brand-new program director, it's Kyle, correct? What is it, Paulie?
Ryan.
Ryan Hurley.
Yeah, you got the last name right.
I got the last name right. Well, listen, we're all into last names. And to Dave, I thank WFAN for asking me and having me come in today. I certainly am honored by all of that and glad to be schmoozing a little bit, even if it's only going to be for a couple of hours, right up until 8 o'clock in Pat Boyle. But when we were last here, when we last had the chance to pontificate, to complicate, we must now authenticate before we can communicate. So, when last heard and not seen some weeks ago, we had a mystery to solve and also wondered about New York's 2 baseball teams. We wondered if the Yankees would ever lose and wondered if the Metropolitans would ever win. Once, the Yankees had a murderous row. Now you have seen of late a skid row. The Yankees now with a lower approval rating than Joe Biden, and this you can't debate, with red flags everywhere, even before taking on the Reds or Red Sox. So, with the end of the month coming up, what do the Metropolitans do, and what do the Yankees do? From heel to McGill, and Severino, by the way, who might be tipping his pitches, both teams need guys who can throw, how you say, 60 feet, 6 inches, with some accuracy, tenacity, and velocity, both at the beginning, the middle, and end of games, Edwin Diaz and Clay Holmes notwithstanding, and Diaz has been activated today. Take last night for a bad example. Both the Metropolitans and Yankees were taken home by the New York City Sanitation Department. Last night, the Mets were never in it, the Boston Red Sox never out of it. Take this past Wednesday, and wasn't it heartwarming on July 4th to see flags right side up? You probably had July 4th off. Well, so did New York's 2 baseball teams. Remember when we thought Luis Gil might open the American League All-Star Game for the American League? Well, now he might be considered throwing batting practice for the American League. In Gil's first 14 starts, the ERA was 2.03. In his last 3 starts, his ERA 1490. Now, when most people hear 1490, they may be thinking, isn't that 2 years before Columbus discovered America? Yankee fans give literal meaning to grimace, and instead of any OMG, they have been singing of late, what in God's name are we looking at? I have never seen the team looking so flat. Yankee fans, certainly nothing really to be too happy about, and what you've been getting of late in the Bronx Zoo is a lot of boo. If Torres, and you will boo if Torres doesn't hustle, or if Grisham jogs to a ball in right field and can't pick it up, or even now the legendary Rice with the hesitation thinking of tagging up at second base on a hit to right field, or Volpe holding up from third to go home and costing the Yankees a run. Wednesday, July 4th, and all the fireworks on that day provided by Macy's. How about Diekman of the Metropolitans on Wednesday? He threw, get this, he threw 27 pitches to get one out. And yes, the Mets continue to give as many free passes away as turkeys given on Thanksgiving by City Harvest. And look at Brooks Raley, or better, look away. He has issued 21 walks in his first 26 innings. He, among all the arms on the Mets, who get to ball four more often than anyone else. Only with the Metropolitans does a player sit because he doesn't have a shoehorn, and you can't play wearing only socks. J.D. Martinez the other day with the good-fitting spikes, not the good-fitting shoes, so he didn't play at all. And this past week, Brandon Nimmo fainting, something Mets fans have been doing watching the team play. It's only with the Mets, or so it seems. And how many five-run leads have the Mets blown? And how many times have the New York Metropolitans, with a starter, going only five innings? Five happens to be the tragic number. Even rain delays seem like 5 hours. The other night, Noah was seen building an arc. And if you're a Metropolitan fan calling, you might want to take the fifth or else be censored. The Mets had gone nine straight games and sometimes going more than nine innings, scoring five or more runs. But, of course, not winning them all thanks to a pen not so mighty. If you remember the Alamo, you can remember Wednesday. And this is hard to comprehend. This is going to be what I'm about to say, hard to understand. But again, only with the Mets, kids. Only with the Mets. On Wednesday, somebody by the name of Jake Irvin went eight innings against the Mets, you know, allowing only a third inning single by McNeil, retiring the last 17 in a row he faced. Oh my God, indeed, did you grimace as a Metropolitan fan watching this? Yes, Irvin had the game of his life, but very good was Quintana, throwing zeros for seven innings, and after seven with Washington, it was 0-0. Now, I hope you're sitting down for this, and if you're standing up, you'll soon be sitting down. Carlos Mendoza, here it was with Washington on Wednesday, no score after seven, and Carlos Mendoza just had to find a way to lose this game. And so, of course, to the bullpen he goes. And who does he bring in for the bottom of the eighth inning in this 0-0 game with the Crationals? Well, I'll tell you this. He brings in Hauser, the Bow Wowzer, and who hadn't pitched since the previous weekend, last weekend. But here's the rub. Hauser was brought in to face, are you ready for this? Hauser was brought in to face the legendary Jesse Winker, who now has seven home runs in 24 at-bats against Hauser. Seven home runs in 24 at-bats. So now, at 1-0 Nationals, the top of the ninth inning, what happened? Well, we saw McNeil strike three, and then Lindor, the ground out, and Nimmo, the swing and a miss. Jesse Winker, 7 home runs in 24 at-bats versus Hauser. And Winker has no more than 2 home runs versus anybody else he has faced. Before we take a break, and your eulogies and your condolences for both teams, the Yankees today notwithstanding, they certainly needed that. Of course, even a blind squirrel will find the acorn. You want to see a turnaround after losing 15 of 20. And, of course, the Mets have an early lead on Pittsburgh. And if you're a Metropolitan fan, you saw last night's game, and you stayed to see the whole game, you know that the, and I know, I'm sure, the phlegm, the mucus, the mushroom barley soup was coming up. But before we take a break and your eulogies and condolences for both teams, when last year, as we alluded to a few moments ago, we had a mystery to solve. And the mystery, of course, to solve was, where was Aaron Rodgers? We wanted Agatha Christie, we wanted Ray Bradbury or the Pink Panther to find him, but they were not available, and neither was Rodgers, missing from the mandatory minicamp last month that the Jets were having. The Jets told us they didn't know where or why, but you know what? Listen, they may have known with the no-kiss, no-telling strategy. Rodgers, if he did indeed tell anyone, he might have told Pat McAfee, might have told RFK Jr., but they knew from nothing, which is what some say after listening to both of them. So where was A-Rod? He was discovered in the Middle East. I'm sure many of you guessed that. But he wasn't there on any diplomatic mission. No, 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 Nanette. He came to be in Egypt, but not to find his mummy, not to set up a pyramid scheme, not to find the tomb of King Tut. Apparently, all Rodgers wanted to do was walk like an Egyptian.
Egypt, 4,000 years ago, a land of strange rituals and savage cruelty.
We now know exactly where Aaron Rodgers was, which caused him to have an unexcused absence from Jets' mandatory minicamp in Florham Park last month.
He's alive!
Feel really good, it's just about the mental part.
He was in Egypt, of course. A planned trip that, when Rodgers made the plans, did not know would run against the Jets' mandatory minicamp.
Prince of Egypt.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Many of their secrets are still hidden from the eyes of 20th century man.
He had something that was very important to him, and if it's important to him, it's important to us.
Some of the technologies that we're using, some of the architecture, and how some of that architecture isn't standard with many of the other buildings of the same era.
Doesn't seem to make much sense.
There are a lot of things that go on in people's lives, and we at this point cannot concentrate on one issue that may or may not have led to this.
Speaking of the super advanced society, what do you think about, have you looked into the Tartarian?
What?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Supernatural powers that once released can live again in our modern world.
This is how it is every single year. You might not just say it, but as you get older in the league, if you don't perform, they're going to get rid of you.
Projection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd.
And now Rodgers sits down.
Standing at the gateway between past and present, this Sphinx is just one of many more in an avenue lined with monuments.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Pressure on the edge. Rodgers stays upright.
High priest of the great god Karnak, until one night he attempted the ultimate in blasphemy.
Obviously selfishly want all of them here all the time, but he made a decision and that's what he went with.
They had, I believe they had mercury in these, was it copper kind of balls on top of the buildings, and they figured out a way to extract energy just from the air.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I have a lot of motivation. You know, I love the game. I want to play at a high level. I don't want to go out, I've said it before, as a bum.
The golden face mask of a young pharaoh looks back to an age of glory.
Yes, you're right. We have no shame. I'm a sugar-na. One word to describe Aaron Rodgers with his Egypt and with the conspiracy theories, with the vaccines, with RFK Jr., with the vice president. With the mummies and the camels and with all these distractions. And remember, he said, no more BS and no more distractions. And yet, from this mashugana, that's what you get. And yet, he's on his way to 2024, and he should stick around. You're hoping, if you're a Jetropolitan fan, that he be around for more than four snaps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.